1. Psychotic fucking maniacs. Any last words, mate? The degenerate of the week, chained up in my office, spits out a mouthful of blood and teeth. Burn in hell, you psychotic fucking maniac! Oh, says the man whose life's work is stealing kids off the streets and selling them to the highest bidder. Not to mention trying to pin the dirty deeds on my guys. I crack his jaw with the butt of his own gun and shake my head. Fucking hell. The criminal element in this city has really lost its edge over the years. What a letdown. To be perfectly honest, I'm not even all that excited about killing you anymore. Might just let you bleed out on your own. He spits at me again. Big power move that. But I just roll my eyes at his theatrics. Stupid fuck. You know what I don't get? People are so quick to throw out words like psychotic and maniac as if they're insults. When the truth is, blokes like me deserve a fucking medal. Living the life of a completely unhinged arsehole constantly on the verge of a rampage is a lot harder than it looks. There's an art to it, a sense of timing and delivery too. And as enticing as the idea may sound in theory, you can't really just go round stirring up chaos and carnage for kicks. Not even in a place as crazy as New York. Sorry, but that's the fastest way to draw the wrong kind of attention, and there's nothing the arseholes in charge love more than throwing the proverbial monster in a fucking cage. So, for all their judgments, people should really be a bit more grateful. If it wasn't for us so-called psychos doing the hard labour out here, the rest of you dickheads wouldn't be able to sleep so easily. Yeah, you're welcome. Anyway, it's my turn to get coffee for the boys tonight, and I've spent all the time I can stomach with this exemplary individual. So I spread out the plastic tarp behind him, finish him off with a clean shot between the eyes, and go to my office bathroom to wash his filthy blood off my hands. I'm just about finished when my human glamour flickers under the tap, revealing the dark grey skin beneath. Normally, I don't have any trouble keeping the glamour in place. But tonight? Guess I'm just tired from all the fucking moron exposure. Is that a thing? Like radiation sickness? Damn well feels like it. And this century? The worst yet. I swear these fucking zipperettes are getting dumber by the hour. I splash a bit of cold water on my face and attempt to pull myself together. A few more deep breaths, the calming visual of a man's bones being carved into tiny little pieces of art, the scent of warm blood pooling on the concrete, the remembered sounds of a thousand arseholes begging for their lives and... Ah, yes, that's better. The glamour is locked and loaded once more. Good thing, too. Can't very well walk the city streets in my true form. Gargoyles are a myth, remember? Don't let anyone fucking tell you otherwise. 2. Chaos and carnage. I'm still thinking about the whole psychotic maniac bit when I get to Stella's Cafe, a regular coffee joint situated across from our offices, just on the other side of Madison Square Park. At this hour, there's only one other customer in the place, and judging from the scene unfolding before me, he's a bit confused about what they actually sell here. Last time I checked, our friendly neighbourhood barista Ricky was not on the menu, but he's standing behind the counter with her, looking at her like he wants a triple shot of whatever she's got beneath her apron, and he's not about to let a little thing like the word no stop him from getting it. Great. So now I've got another mystery to ponder. Why the fuck is it always some upstart Wall Street tosser in a knockoff Armani suit fucking up a perfectly nice evening for the rest of us? Bloody hell, it's like they train them for it or something. He's got a mouth on him too, this one. I can tell by the dumb shit spewing out of it like a leaky hose. Good. I like it when they mouth off. Makes the beating that much sweeter.